episode 870, How to Get Control of Your Brain.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day. I hope you are ready for an extraordinary week because God has some incredible plans for you. It is Mindset Monday, and we are talking about how to get control of your brain. Now, today is a special day here in the U.S. We celebrate Memorial Day, and it's a time for us to honor and celebrate the men and women who have sacrificed their lives and those who are in active service. Some are retired, some have already passed on, and some are in the military right now and in the reserves. We want to give a huge shout out and many prayers and warm hugs to you. Lots of love, especially to your families as they sacrifice right beside you. We celebrate and honor you today, especially. Thank you for your service. For those of you who are brand new to our incredible family, welcome. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and to sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, you know what it's like here at Create Your Now. It's about taking the purpose that God has given you and moving forward with it. And that takes some strategy. We also have to have some tools in order to achieve that. But we also have to have something that works right. You know, that mindset. What operates the mindset? We're talking about your brain, how to get control of your brain. How can you really reach, though, your full potential? The potential that God has in store for you. It all relies on your brain, and learning how to get control of your brain will serve you and your goals, your dreams, where you want to go. Maybe you've been a little bit mean to your brain. Think about some of the things you've done in the past. Maybe some things you're doing right now, and you really don't think that you're beating your brain up, but you are, and your brain is the computer. Think about technology. You love grabbing your phone. Almost everybody now has a phone. I think kids are born with a phone in their hand, or at least a tablet in their hand. I don't know that mine would, because I still have a child that doesn't even have a phone. He does have a tablet, but he doesn't have a phone yet. That's our choice. But with that technology, literally the world is open to us. But in our bodies, where does our technology lie? It lies in your extraordinary brain that God has given you. Your mindset, what you do, your decisions that you make, how your body functions. I mean, think about what you're doing right now. Number one, you're breathing. Did you blink about 4 times already since I just started that statement? It's all controlled by your brain, and we have to learn to take care of it. And sometimes in our past, maybe sometimes right now, we've been mean to our brain. We've beat it up. You got to care for your brain in order to reach your full potential. But don't fear. You can better your brain even if you've been neglecting it. You know, and that neglecting could be smoking. It could be alcohol. It could be the types of food that you're eating. It could be lack of sleep. It could be the stress of your job. So the stress factor itself. It could be the lack of exercise. It could be the weight. There are so many factors that go into you reaching your full potential and how you need to care for your brain. Because your brain sends out messages all the time. All the time. It never stops. Because if it did stop, what would happen? You wouldn't be here. You could not function without it. You would have to have a machine operating your body. That is how critical, how vital your brain is. So I want you to take this seriously. Because when you begin to sacrifice your brain, meaning you don't take care of it, and you don't see that the actions and the decisions that you make actually have an impact on your brain, then your life is already going down the tube. And I know that sounds a little maybe screwy to some, because we're like, we're overthinking this. Some things we can overthink, but not when it comes to controlling your brain and the health of your brain. So don't fear. You can better your brain even if you've been neglecting it. By supporting your brain power, you can boost your life. We all want to have some form of an impact, an influence in the world. We want to make a difference, or you still would not be here listening to me. You would have hung up on me months ago. But you know, you want to impact. You want a difference. I'm pushing ahead, creating transformation. That is the person that you are. So let's begin to first build your brain foundation. This is your first kiss, the Keep It Simple strategy of the day. Yes, you have two kisses today. I know I'm going a little bit overtime here, but the brain takes a lot. And so I want to break it down into two kisses. So your first kiss is this: build your brain foundation. I'm going to give you some key words, and I'm going to break those key words down. Number one is you got to focus. You have to have a clear focus. What is it? You know. Intuitively, you know right now where you mess up on how you take care of your brain. You know it. Maybe it's too much ice cream. For me, it was those root beer floats all the time. Didn't do my brain any good, and it definitely didn't do my hips any good. Double whammy. Not a good decision on my part. I knew it. But I was like, oh, that's all right. I'm just going to make the decision because I enjoy it. It's that, you know, 5 minutes of bliss that brings me 500 days of exhaustion. See the difference? So you have to have a clear focus. Boundaries. That's your number two, boundaries. Set boundaries for your health ahead of time. You can't make decisions without boundaries. Think about that statement. You can't make decisions without boundaries, because then you'll just be saying yes to everything. There will be no no. Yes, I used a double negative. There will be no no. And you have to have no's in order to have boundaries and in order to be successful and to impact and to be a leader and the woman and man that you are being created to be on purpose for a purpose. So set your boundaries for your health ahead of time. Whatever those boundaries are, it may be that you can't have certain foods, or you must take in a certain amount of fluids, or maybe you need to have certain supplements. Maybe you've gone to the doctor and they say your vitamin D is not there because you're inside all the time because of your job. You may need to be taking supplements for vitamin D. You need to do what's right for your body. Set the boundaries so you can execute them. So you already know what's good for you, what's bad for you. Breakfast is number three. You got to eat breakfast with a high quality of protein. You must eat breakfast. And then throughout the day, you want to continue to have good balanced meals to maintain your blood sugar levels. The worst thing you can do for your brain is to have it on a roller coaster when it comes to your blood glucose levels. You don't want that. You can't have this up and down. Because what happens midday, we have all felt it, have we not? 2, 3, or 4 o'clock rolls around and you're like, I want to roll right into bed. I'm tired. I'm groggy. What do? You grab sugar. It's great for 15 to 20 minutes, maybe max of 30, and then you crash again. That's not good for your body. That's not building it up. So you want to eliminate that by eating regular, sustainable, good foods throughout your day, so it actually will maintain your blood sugar levels. Number four, eliminate. You need to get rid of the sugar and artificial sweeteners. Yep, that may mean you have to stop putting all that stuff in that coffee that you think is so good. Coffee's okay when it's all black and you've got the good strong beans in. That can be really good for you. But you start adding it all up, it becomes a piece of candy that you're drinking. It's liquid candy. Why are you drinking it? What good is it really doing you? It's not. So if you can't drink it in a healthful way, maybe you need to switch up. So eliminate those artificial sweeteners. Yeah, that may mean you don't need to stop so often at the convenience store to get that big drink. Don't supersize it up. Maybe you treat yourself to one can of soda a day, not 3 or 4 cans. Think about it. Number five, I believe we are on, sleep. Get good sleep. This is important for your brain to function. You need like 7 hours at least a night, because what happens is when you get less, you have lower blood flow to the brain, which means bad decisions ultimately. You don't want that. Good sleep helps with the fog. You won't have as much fog. We've even had some fog here in May up north, and it's really weird because it's semi-cool outside, yet it's warm, too. And so you get this fog look, and you're like, are we in the wintertime? And it's not. We're at the end of spring coming into summer, and we're starting to get warmer, but there's this fog. You don't want to have this brain fog. You know what I'm talking about. Number six, plan. You got to think ahead. Look at your schedule. This is the time that you might be traveling, or maybe you have lots of different parties to go to. Whether you are going to eat before the party or whether you pack your food for traveling, you have to plan. Know where you can go shopping if you're going on a business trip. Come on, did we talk about technology before? Use the technology, your phone, and see, is there a grocery store that I can go and buy a few things? You know, it would be cheaper for you to ask for a refrigerator to be added to your room if you don't already have it for like $20 total for your stay than it would be for you to go out and eat all the time. You can go and get some healthy fruits, some nuts, some good solid protein, and you can have that in your room. So if it's on breaks or whatever, you're at your conference, you've got something to sustain you. So critical. So plan, plan, plan. All of this helps to build your brain foundation. And some of it, you're like, it's common sense. It's common sense, but we don't think about it, do we? Because we're operating off of our habits. But if you want to change your life, you've got to change your mindset. And you have to be mindful of what you're doing, which means, yes, it may feel like you're overthinking things, but you're not. Hang in there. It will get easier. It might feel a little uncomfortable. It might feel like you're having to be too detail-oriented, but do it for your brain. Because when you do it for your brain, you're doing it for your whole body. Your mind, your body, your spirit. It's your whole being. That's how God wants us to take care of the temple in which he resides in, which is you. So with all of that, if you're not totally confused, we've got to move on to the next portion of it. Because there's a common term that's used in addiction treatment programs. It's called HALT, H-A-L-T. And those words are hungry, angry, lonely, and tired. You don't want to get too hungry. You don't want to get too angry. You don't want to get too lonely, nor do you want to get too tired. That halt is like, whoop, whoop, whoop. It's your warning sign. When you're too tired, what happens? Think about what happens. You're crabby with your children. You're crabby with your husband. You grab the wrong foods. You make the bad decisions. Think about, do you really want to be tired when you want to go make a financial decision? Like, let's say you're going to buy a new house. Should you be tired and go shopping for a new house and begin to, you know, say, I'm going to put in an offer? If you're not of good mind, oh, dear Gussie, that's not a good thing to have, is it? No. So halt. Don't get too hungry. Eat small, frequent foods or what your brain and body needs throughout the day. Sometimes it's harder for us. We think, oh, well, I don't need to eat. Oh, I've been there, done that. I'd be like, I don't need to eat breakfast. I really don't need to eat lunch. All of a sudden, 2, 3, 4 o'clock, I'm like starving. I grab anything and everything that's more than conveniently within reach of me. So I could grab cheese. I might grab Doritos. I might grab a banana. I might grab an orange. Could grab maybe some pastrami. Whatever it is that I can grab immediately that's right there in my line of sight. And I just go, it's like a cookie monster all over. It's that afternoon monster in you. And then you're like, gosh, I haven't eaten all day. So at night, you eat this huge dinner because you feel like I haven't eaten anything. So I really got to fill up now. And then you go try to go to bed. And your body's saying, oh, you can't go to sleep yet. I've got work to do. I've got to digest this huge meal that you just gave me. And you wonder why you're restless because your body's still working. So it's important to eat small, frequent meals, what works for your schedule, but know what it is. Don't get too hungry. Don't get too angry. Maintain control over your emotions. Extinguish those negative thoughts. They don't need to be there. But when you're not taking care of that foundation within your brain, oh, you better believe it, that anger is going to come. It will. And it comes easier when your foundation is nothing but rocks. Think about it. Don't get too lonely. You got to have a support team, healthy role model, someone to walk beside you. Yes, like a coach. Yes, someone like me. Sometimes you need that until you can feel like, okay, I've established it. That's what most of my clients will do. They'll come and they work with me, and then they're like, you know what? It's time for me. I can go on the rest of the journey myself. And then if I need to, I'll come back to you. But it's that stepping stone. It's that support that you have. It's a team effort. God did not create you to be by yourself. When he created Adam, he knew he needs a partner, and he gave him Eve. So don't get too lonely. And finally, that halt, that T, don't get too tired. We already mentioned sleep as one of the brain foundations building that. You've got to make it a priority. When you get sleep, your brain works better, allowing for improved judgment and self-control. When you are working off of lack of sleep, which I have been doing, I feel like sometimes even when I'm talking to you all, I am more than fumbling over my words. I feel like there's a fog amongst me. Why? Because I'm literally going to bed in the morning and getting up that same morning that I'm going to bed. And I've been doing that for basically a week. That's what happens when you're trying to get a house ready, to get it ready to be sold now that it is on the market. And getting it ready to where people can walk in at any point in time when a realtor calls me and says, we want to show your house. It's important for me to have everything done. And then also getting ready for the inspectors. I'm already preparing for that. But that takes a lot. So I'm walking. Yeah, I am more than sleep deprived. I am tired. I'm beating myself up. So when I'm there, oh man, you know I'm all messed up in the hunger and the anger and the loneliness. So when you fall off the wagon, you've got to what? Go back to your foundation. Figure out. Pick yourself back up. When you get to that halting point, you know something's got to change. You don't ever want to get to that point. That's the whole point of the halt, meaning stop, beware. So how do you get control of your brain? What does it really look like? Well, here is your second kiss. The keep it simple strategy, plan the fork in the road. Plan the fork in the road, the direction and the decision. Which way do you want to go? You have to plan for it. You have to know. Now, that doesn't mean you know the answers, but you have to plan. So when you are in the position of making a choice, I'm either going here or I'm going there, you know what it looks like. So let's break that down. This may be a little confusing, but stick with me. I know you'll understand it because you are brilliant. Number one, define the goal. You have to know that this is where I am right now in my life. Now, this may change in 2 weeks, could change in 2 years. But this is where you are right now, the goal of what you're looking at. That could be business related. It could be your health. It could be a relationship. You need to define the goal. Whatever that goal is, and maybe you'll have multiple ones, but those multiple goals, then this is the plan for the fork in the road. When it comes to the marriage and your relationship, this is what it would look like. So you would have to follow these 5 steps for that. If you're looking at your health, you would follow these 5 steps. Make sense? Okay, so define the goal, whatever that goal is. Number two, you need to create a vivid picture of what success looks like. Yes, that may mean you need to create a vision board. Maybe you need to grab some pictures so it's visually in front of you. You need to know what you are aiming for and be descriptive, as if you could see it, know it, taste it, touch it, feel it, everything. You want to bring it to life. Use all the 5 senses, because then it's going to take you to number 3. You need to create a vivid picture of failure. Where do you not want to go? Now, that one is usually easier because most of us are kind of sitting on the fence of, I really don't like where I'm at. So you're kind of already at the failure. You're not feeling necessarily like you're failing, but you know what it looks like. So it's going to be easier to paint that picture, but you need to paint it. You need to know. You need to be explicit about it. You know, when you go to a movie and they have all these different ratings, and then they have the previews, that's the kind of vivid imagination that I want you to use, the imagery That's the word I'm looking for. The imagery. You need to have it so vivid that you could play your picture of success and your picture of failure. And you would have your own intro for this and your own music going. And this is what it looks like. That's how real it needs to be. And then you would have that little rating like, oh my goodness, this is, you know, G for greatness, not for general audiences, G for greatness. And maybe P is for piddly-dinks. It's not going to work. It's not your area, and that's the failure part. What is it for you? So you have to define the goal, create a vivid picture of success, and create a vivid picture of failure. And number four, know the times of vulnerability. Yeah. This is the kicker. This is the afternoon law. This may be the mid-morning. Maybe it's late night. Know when you're not good at what you do. Know when you might be having a quote-unquote breakdown, not emotional breakdown, not that you're going crazy, not that kind of a breakdown, but where you're not of sound mind. Where am I faltering? I'm a little more foggy here. Some people are great at 4 o'clock in the morning, and others, you better wait till 10 or 11. Know that. It's important because those are the times that you need to look and say, ooh, these are kind of my sensitive zones, and my sensitive zones need to gain my attention. Now, if you don't have to be up at 4 o'clock in the morning and that doesn't work in your schedule, then obviously you don't need to worry about that. But you do need to worry about it. Let's say your business says, well, now, you know, Sue, you're going to be traveling all the time. You're going to be traveling once a week, and you have to catch the red eye to go talk and consult with the businesses. And for you, that's like totally different. You're going to have to make some changes. So know the times of vulnerability. Ultimately, number five, switch up your environment to support your goals. You can kind of think of it as like a switch and bait where you want something out of it. You're looking for a certain result. Well, then you need to make sure you are setting your environment up to reach that goal. That means, yes, your support structure around you, the food that's in your household, the people that you talk to about it, the attitude that you take, those vivid pictures that you create. Switch up your environment. Maybe you need to lay out your running clothes so you'll get up in the morning so you can go for a run or a walk every single day. So you lay it out the night before. Maybe you invest in going into a class or you invest in coaching because you know that I got to make some changes and I need some help with changing where I feel comfortable at. I need a new comfort zone. That's what you're looking at when you switch up your environment. How to get control of your brain, you can do it. It does take time. But when you put concentrated effort into it and you truly focus on what you want, you're intentional about every action, you're going to see results. I promise you. You will see results. Your life will be changed one step at a time, leading to your miles of greatness. If you want some help, click on the link, take aim. I am giving you a complimentary coaching call. When you click on that link, it will give you a form to fill out that will begin our conversation so we can set up that phone-to-phone conversation and get you on the calendar and get you scheduled. You matter to me, and that is why it is my gift to you. What are you doing now that is working? Now ask yourself the question, what are you doing that's not working? What do you need to change? And how can you get control of your brain so those changes begin to stick? So you don't feel like you're fighting a battle within yourself, that you're frustrated all the time. It's time to get rid of all of that. You were made for more. It's time to take aim. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.